The Florida House reached out to Integrity Florida and our staff to come in and testify before the House Ethics and Elections Subcommittee back in January and asked us to do some research. And the goal was not to get money out of politics. Everyone acknowledged we have a broken system of campaign finance. The goal was, you know, could we make it more transparent and accountable? And how would we go about doing that? So Integrity Florida testified. We presented recommendations. We actually called for the elimination of contribution limits altogether, combined with 24-hour disclosure to the public of money in politics, what's being raised, what's being spent, the elimination of the slush fund committees of continuous existence, and also, you know, just streamlining those independent committees, and also getting better information to the public with an enhanced statewide campaign finance database. And the legislation, House Bill 569, sponsored by Representative Rob Schenck and Senator Jack Latvala, largely accomplished those goals, or at least movement in that direction. Mm-hmm. With campaign finance, for candidates for statewide office was previously $500, and it's now raised to $3,000. For local office and legislators, it goes from $500 to $1,000. And really all that's doing is rolling back to the pre-1991 levels. You know, Florida was at those levels for years. It's bringing Florida more in line with where the levels are at in most of the country, closer to the federal limits. You know, Integrity Florida would like to see the limits go away because they're really limits on political speech. You know, we shouldn't have to ask the government for permission to speak, or we shouldn't have to face artificial restrictions on how much we can say. This is about political speech. People spend more on chewing gum in this country than they do on political campaigns. We should want, you know, more people to get invested in candidates and causes and engaged in the process. That's what we need, rather than less people being involved. So the limits are actually going to allow us to hear, "I approve this message" more often. Mm-hmm. You know, candidates are going to be able to raise and spend money directly and be more accountable for their message. They were forced to raise the big checks through the political parties and these special interest committees over the years because of the artificially low limits. You know, we have a broken system of campaign finance because it's hard to follow the money, and the big checks are flowing through other vehicles. Mm-hmm. You know, your listeners ought to know that someone can write a check of $10 million or any amount to a political party anytime they want. They can write it to a special interest group anytime they want. And those are the groups that are dominating our politics today at all levels. They're the ones running the ads from Floridians for a Better Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. I mean, these nonsense-sounding apple pie groups. So the question is, you know, do you want, you know, more of that, more of these unaccountable groups spending the money, or do you actually want candidates to raise and spend their own money? And do you actually want to know who's giving them money? And that's what you get rid of the limits, or you at least raise them high enough. We'll actually know who's actually funding our candidates on our ballot. I think that's what we want.
I'm not sure that it would be so simple to say if you take away limits altogether, that's going to mean everything's going to be out in the open.
You know, we ought to honor people's right to speak, and you know, in this country, you are allowed to have political speech even anonymously. It's not ideal in politics, but if you lift the limit, a candidate can raise a large check, and if there's a funny-sounding company or organization on the donor list, they're going to have to answer for it and explain it. Under the new laws, they'll have to do so even sooner because there's much more rapid reporting to the people of Florida. So, you know, money's always going to be an issue in politics, but I don't see that as a bad thing. I see it as people wanting to express their free speech and be engaged.